this travel is uncertain. There is a truth in our hearts that never lies. It is by such grace we are bound to arise. If we walk on faith, trust in love, just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. When the valley's so wide, we stumble and stride, everything inside wants to give up.
AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. and Britain struck more than 60 targets in 16 different locations in Yemen. The strike targeting Iranian-backed Houthi rebels who've been attacking commercial ships in the Red Sea. ABC News contributor and former Deputy Secretary of Defense for the Middle East, Mick Mulroy, says,
"This is a long time coming and needed to happen. There's only so long the United States should be out there deflecting attacks, not only against commercial shipping, but against our own naval assets. So this needed to happen."
It's happened amid fears of the Israel-Hamas war escalating and spreading. At The Hague right now, Israel's presenting its defense to a charge of genocide brought by South Africa. Every state in the U.S. under some kind of severe weather alert. The National Weather Service warning of life-threatening wind chills in South Dakota. Extreme cold also expected in the Northwest. A blizzard warning in Iowa impacting the last days of campaigning ahead of Monday's caucuses. This is ABC News. Boeing is under further federal scrutiny as its 737 MAX 9s are grounded, with hundreds of flights canceled after a defective door plug blew off an Alaska Airlines jet last week, forcing an emergency landing.
The FAA has sent Boeing a letter notifying the company an investigation has been launched to determine if Boeing failed to ensure its products conform to approved design and if they were in a condition for safe operation in compliance with FAA regulations. The FAA is telling Boeing it must comply with high safety standards or legally accountable to meet. In a strongly worded statement, the FAA saying, quote, "This incident should have never happened and cannot happen again." Alex Stone, ABC News.
An alert for Elton John fans with money. Nearly 1,000 items from his former Atlanta condo are going up for auction next month. They include stage costumes, boots, Versace shirts, and a grand piano that could sell for $50,000. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Always night pads are designed for a perfect night's sleep. So you can do your bear hugging a pillow thing, your free-falling starfish thing, your burritoed in a blanket with the AC blasting thing. While Always night pads with rapid dry do-there, we've got your back with fast absorbency and up to 10 hours of protection thing. So while your period's doing its own thing, Always lets you do your sleep thing. Shop for Always in-store or online, wherever you get your pads.
Jackson Hewitt has a plan to get your tax refund fast. With a buck here, buck there. Here, buck, there, buck, everywhere, buck.
You don't have to wait weeks for your tax refund. Get money sooner with a no-fee refund advance loan at Jackson Hewitt.
On this loan, there's a money-today guarantee. E-I-E-I-D-O.
Don't settle for chicken feed. Get fast bucks at Jackson Hewitt today. No-fee refund advance loans by Republic Bank offered to eligible clients. Money today guarantee if approved for a loan on a prepaid card. Details at JacksonHewitt.com.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. By a 4-3 vote Thursday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court chose not to put a hold on their order to draw new legislative maps. Republican lawmakers petitioned the court to place a hold on the order, saying they won't be able to meet the court's Friday deadline for drawing new maps. State Senate Republicans aren't on board with a medical marijuana bill. Thursday, Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux called the Assembly Republican plan to create state-run dispensaries a non-starter for his caucus, but he didn't rule out a compromise with Assembly Republicans who introduced the bill this week. And Wisconsin bids farewell to Herb Cole today. A public memorial service for the former U.S. Senator and Milwaukee Bucks owner begins at noon at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. The Milwaukee native was a successful business owner prior to his 24 years of service in the Senate. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Hey, Fleet Rewards members, save 10% now through Wednesday at Fleet Farm. No rebates, no waiting, no mail-in forms or receipts. The added 10% savings coupon is for all Fleet Rewards members, in-store and online. Not a member? Sign up in minutes to get your additional discount. Forget stamps or waiting for rebates. Enjoy 10% savings now through the 17th. And thanks for shopping Fleet Farm. Some restrictions apply.
Hey, did you hear Sandy was diagnosed with lung cancer?
I did, but she doesn't even smoke.
Her doctor said that radon can cause lung cancer. In fact, it's the leading cause of lung cancer in non-smokers.
Radon?
It's a gas with no color or smell. It's been found in homes across Wisconsin.
Can you test for that?
You can test it yourself or hire a contractor. Just visit lowradon.org for details.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Start learning a new language today at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
KFC's wraps are still just 2 for $5. Just think about that. 2 wraps, just $5. You want a new spicy mac and cheese wrap and a new honey barbecue chicken wrap for lunch? Just $5. You want a new mac and cheese wrap and a spicy slaw wrap as a snack? Just $5. You want 2 classic KFC wraps just because? Just $5. KFC wraps are back for a limited time. Now with 3 new options. Choose 2 for just $5. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and third-party ordering websites. Tax, tip, and fees extra.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have a winter storm warning in effect. 6 to 10 inches of snow today, tonight, into tomorrow, with wind and blowing snow likely by late today, tonight, through much of Saturday. Our high today, 26. 11 tonight, 13 tomorrow. It's going to get really cold by Saturday night into Sunday, with wind chill dropping to the 20s to near 30 below. Need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. It's 9 degrees outside right now.
Thank you, Sean. And at this hour, the school closings that we have, the following districts closed today: Elma, Oliva Strum, Gilmanton, Independence, Mondovi, and Pepin. Again, Elma, Oliva Strum, Gilmanton, Independence, Mondovi, and Pepin schools are closed today. Here's Toby Keith. You ain't much fun. Good morning.
I used to come home late, not a minute too soon. Barking like a dog, howling at the moon. You'd be mad as a nowhere to end. Up all night, wondering where I'd been. I'd fall down and say, come help me, honey. You laughed out loud, I guess you thought it was funny. But I sobered up, I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Now I'm painting a house and I'm mending a fence. I guess I've gone and lost all my good sense. Too much work, it's hard for your health. I could have died drinking, now I'm killing myself. And I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. and I'm busting my wheel. All broke down, tail's been dragging. It's a rough old life up here on the wagon. I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Yeah, I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking.
Well, this town has closed down way too early, and there's nothing to do. So I'm driving around in circles, and I'm thinking about you. Today I heard you got a new last name. Sure didn't know it was gonna hit me this way. And the radio just keeps on playing all these songs about sunny wherever you are. That sure not the picture tonight in my car. And the shore ain't easing my pain. All these songs like rainy night in Georgia and Kentucky rain. Here comes that rainy day feeling. Go on and on, and there's no two the same. Oh, it would be easy to blame all these songs about rain. Well, I thought I was over you, but I guess maybe I'm not. I'll never know what could have been. Sure ain't helping this mood that I'm in. If they're gonna keep on playing these songs like rainy night in Georgia and Kentucky rain, here comes that rainy day feeling again. With blue eyes crying in the early morning rain. They go on and on, there's no two the same. Oh, how I wish I could blame all these songs about rain.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I think I
take a moment to celebrate my age, the ending of an era and the turning of a page. Now it's time to focus in on where I go from here. Lord, have mercy on my next 30 years. In my next 30 years, I'm gonna have some fun. Try to forget about all the crazy things I've done. Maybe now I've conquered all my adolescent fears. I'll do it better in my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm gonna settle all the scores. Cry a little less, laugh a little more. Find a world of happiness without the hate and fear. Figure out just what I'm doing here in my next 30 years.
Here we go.
Gonna watch my weight, eat a few more salads, and not stay up so late. Drink a little lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. My next 30 years will be the best years of my life. Raise a little family and hang out with my wife. Spend precious moments with the ones that I hold dear. Make up for lost time here in my next 30 years. In my next 30 years. Oh, oh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Tim McGraw, my next 30 years, 618. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 13 in downtown Durand. Plenty of clouds, do have the snow moving into the region today as well. That winter storm warning in effect for today and into tomorrow. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast. Also, this hour we'll be chatting with Brian Luck from UW Extension. A new technology in agriculture, electric tractors. They're actually being offered up onto the market. We'll have more details on that here coming up with our newsmaker segment this hour. School closings that we have so far: Alma, Oliva Strum, Gilmanton, Independence, Mondovi, and Pepin. Again, Alma, Oliva Strum, Gilmanton, Independence, Mondovi, and Pepin schools are all closed for today. We are scheduled to have the Boyceville Durand, Arkansas girls basketball game tonight. If we have the game, that's all going to be up to the weather. The AdventHealth Panther preview would be at about 7 o'clock and tip off 7:15 tonight. On the way, Bill Baker's in with Dairy News with Dairy Radio Now.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It is time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be looking ahead to 2024 as far as the dairy market outlook. A lot of this data came from Will Babler, who is an economist here in the Midwest area of the United States. He looked at several key points, Bill, that I think will our producers and our listeners would be interested in. His first one he looked at was domestic demand. And he said, well, it looks a little bit on the negative side, primarily because restaurant demand is down at this point. The slowdown on GDP is lower at around 1%, which normally should be between 2 or 3%. Consumers may have not quite as much equity available to buy. We did have strong butter prices and pizza cheese in 2023. And the question is, how will that marine maintain in that? So overall, domestic demand could be marginal. Export demand usually is our superstar. It was about 18% in the last 2 years, but it's down about 1 or 2 percentage points now, primarily because of China. And, of course, the inflation and economy slowdown around the world as well. The good news on the export demand that could help us a bit is there's less milk coming out of the European Union and New Zealand. And so also Mexico is our major importer, primarily heavily in cheese. And, of course, they're right next door to us and very handy as far as shipping costs. So the impact on export demand could be encouraging. Processing capacity is a wild card. There are a number of new plants built in Kansas, Texas. Also, Walmart has built a new plant in Indiana, building another one in Georgia. And, of course, Michigan milk producers built a big plant. So this is surplus milk that used to be in the marketplace is probably going to be soaked up by these plants. And that bumps up the cheese production by nearly 10%. The question is, where will that cheese go? Locally, that could be a real plus for farmers. But nationally, that could be, again, another drag on total milk prices. Another factor is cow numbers. We're down about 50,000 cows, especially in the west, southwest and western states here in the United States. A strengthening, however, is occurring here in the Midwest as far as that goes. But cow numbers are down. The amount of milk increased down slightly, so that means there could be less milk out there. The real superstar, of course, is the beef market. Whole cow prices are really high. Strong values for Holstein bull calves and the crossbreds, really high. This is the beef on dairy. Those calves are selling for nearly $450 7 days after birth as far as that goes. That adds about an extra dollar per hundredweight equivalent on the milk check. Operating costs are up sharply. Not a big surprise if you hear, look around, labor, equipment, interest, all these things are up, and of course that affects the farmer's paycheck as well. The good news is feed costs are down, primarily about 50 to 60 cents per cow per day. That ends up to be about a dollar saving as well, and that'll help us out a little bit. But looking at margins, he projected that the range is somewhere around $9.50 will be the margin. And for some farmers, they can survive on that. Here in Illinois, we need about $11. So it's going to be pretty tight on our smaller farmers here in Illinois. So our take-home messages include, one, that the first half of 2024 looks to be fairly flat, fairly static. Could be some improvement in the second half. Protect your milk price. There are a number of programs offered out there that you can lock in milk price floors on. And the beef, lower feed prices and stronger beef prices, at least in 2024, are going to be pluses. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday.
Football players and farmers have one thing in common.
No matter what the weather, everybody's going out there and trying to do their best, no matter what the conditions are.
And Ag Department meteorologist Brad Rippey says conditions are going to be nasty for two of this coming weekend's playoff games. First on Sunday, the Steelers at Buffalo, where the cold winds will be howling, and
there is the potential we could see disruptive snowfall, temperatures in the 20s at game time, and we could see those wind gusts 20 to 40 miles per hour.
But for even worse conditions, it's the Saturday night game. The warm weather Dolphins at the cold weather Kansas City Chiefs, and we do mean cold.
You're talking single-digit temperatures, so you're going to see a lot of people sitting on those heated seats on the sidelines with the hand warmers and everything else trying to stay warm when it's 5 or 6 or 7 degrees.
So conditions for two of this weekend's six games will be tough.
Just the way they should be for football.
But of course, Brad's going to be watching from his nice cozy den. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Join us Monday when we check the markets with Lee Milkey on our Milky Monday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
It gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
Selling used cars, Nancy's fixing hair. Harvey runs a grocery store and Margaret doesn't care. Jerry drives a truck for Sears and Charlotte's on the make. And Paul sells life insurance and part-time real estate.
Helen is a hostess, Frank works at the mill. Janet teaches grade school and probably always will. Bob works for the city and Jackson Lab Research. And Peggy plays organ at the Presbyterian Church.
And the class.
class of 57 had its dreams. But we all thought we'd change the world with our great works and deeds. Or maybe we just thought the world would change to fit our needs. The class of 57 had its dreams.
Betty runs a trailer park. Jan sells Tupperware. Randy's on an insane ward. Mary's on welfare. Charlie took a job with Ford. Joe took Freddie's wife. Charlotte took a millionaire. And Freddie took his life.
John is big in cattle. Ray is deep in debt. Where Mavis finally wound up is anybody's bet. Linda married Sonny, Brenda married me, and the class of all of us is just part of history.
And the class of 57 has dreams, but living life day to day is never like it seems. Things get complicated when you get past 18, but the class of 57 had its dreams. Oh, the class of 57 had its dreams.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Statler Brothers and Class of 57 here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report, 13 in downtown Durand. Again, school closings that we have currently, Elma, Oliva Strum, Gilmanton, Independence, Mondovi, and Pepin schools all closed today. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, February milk up 1 to 1588, March steady at 1631, April down 3 to 1702, May milk steady at 1768. Meanwhile, cheese markets were lower yesterday, barrels down 3 to 145, 40-pound blocks down 1 to 155, 8-trade a barrel, 4-trade a block on the day, cash butter down a quarter to 256 and a half, 12 trades. Grading non-fat dry milk steady at 119 and a quarter, no trades. Dry whey also steady yesterday at 43, no trades on the day. Cattle futures are called higher and hog futures are called lower today. Now, most of the livestock complex was higher yesterday. Hogs are struggling for much of the day, but did manage a higher close in most contract. The winter storm will limit livestock movement and possibly sales, as well there could be some liquidation ahead of the three-day holiday weekend. February live cattle opens today at 171.80, April 174.57, June 171.97. January feeder cattle open at 226.27, March 227.40, April 232.72. February hogs open at 72.60, April 79.05, May at 84.75. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all mostly higher. That's all in anticipation of today's USDA WASDE reports. Now, markets will also be watching the situation after the United States and Britain attacked Houthi rebel positions in Yemen. Now, the market, though, believes that could bring a return to normalized shipping through the Red Sea, but there's also the potential for escalation. Oil markets are sharply higher after those attacks. March corn up a half this morning to 458 and a quarter. May and July both up a quarter. May at 470, July at 479 and a quarter. New crop also up a quarter to 490. January beans steady at 1231 and a quarter. March up 7 and a quarter to 1243 and three quarters. May up 7 to 1255. New crop up 6 and a quarter to 1213 and a quarter. January soybean meal up 10 cents, or back to steady now at 361.40. March up a dollar to 363.20. March soybean oil up 68 cents to 49.40. Chicago wheat this morning, March up 4 and a quarter to 608. May and July both up 4 and a half. May at 621 and a quarter. July 629 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat, March up 4 and 3 quarters to 704 and 3 quarters. May also up 4 and 3 quarters to 714 and a half. Energy markets this morning, February crude oil up 265 to 74.67. March up 260. 61 to 74.70. February and March gas both up 7 cents. February at 2.18, March at 2.20. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn at $3.88, February $3.91, March $3.94, new crop at $4.35. Cash beans $11.42, February $11.47, March $11.52, new crop $11.22. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 417 and three quarters, February 417 and three quarters, March 421 and three quarters, new crop 434 and three quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 422, February 416, new crop at 430. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 392, February 397, March 402, new crop 424. Cash beans 1156, February 1159, March 1162, new crop at 11.32. Allied Cooperative in Blair, cash corn at 4.03, new crop 4.35, cash beans 11.46, new crop at 11.22. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 4.28, April 4.39, May 4.43, new crop at 4.39. Cash beans 11.84, April 12.14, May 12.18, new crop 11.52. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 3.91, new crop 4.34, cash beans 11.58, new crop 11.32. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 145 to 175, Holstein fed cattle 122 to 152, market cows 62 to 99, bulls 77 to 115, calves were at 170 to 680, beef steers 165 to 312, Holstein steers 75 to 192. Sheep markets, market lambs 200 and down, light lambs 160 and down, ewes 95 and down, rams 90 and down, goat markets, does 155 and down, bucks 110 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 167 to 179, finished beef heifers 167 to 179, finished dairy steers 145 to 162.50, market cows 70 to 89, hog markets, market hogs at 34 to 65.50, light sows 21.50 to 26.50, heavy sows 22.75 to 27, boars sold up to 12.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Don't miss out on limited-time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today, because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 1-4 through 1-24. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except a stuffy nose.
Mommy?
That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb, just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. While I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale, looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your lips hold a wild desire and give a kiss like the devil's fire. Your kind me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your touch brings me to my knees. You got me begging, please, please, please. Take my heart and melt it down. Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your kisses burn like flames. I go crazy when you're around. So touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Turn me on and burn me down. Your wild love, I can't tame. Your kisses burn like flames. I go crazy when you're around. So touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Turn me on and burn me down.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Dr. Brian Luckey's with UW Extension, and he's looks at new agriculture technologies, and we're going to talk a little bit about that and precision agriculture. And thank you to our newsmaker sponsors, including Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Wisconsin Farmers Union, Synergy Co-op, Osseo Plastics, Compeer Financial, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Innovus Silo, and Elsevia Co-op. Had a chance to talk with Dr. Luck during the Western Wisconsin Ag Lenders Conference. Dr. Luck, thanks for joining us. Precision agriculture, it's been something that's been really taking off over the last few years, but it looks like there's going to be a whole lot of new things on the horizon.
Absolutely, yeah. We've been working on this for a while, even back into the 90s when we did our first yield monitor. From an ag engineering standpoint, I mean, so precision ag's been around a while. We continue to improve. We continue to create new technologies. One of the things I try to do is kind of give farmers an indication of whether or not it's worth investing in a new technology with their operation and how that can impact what they're doing.
I know one of the things, I saw this at the Farm Progress Show a few years back. Case had an autonomous tractor. Are we really going to that point?
I think eventually we will. Yeah, we've been talking about this for a long time as well. And basically, if you look at machines now, they can only get so much bigger and increase our field capacity efficiencies only so much more. And then we get into more or less construction in the field because we can't carry them down the roads. That won't work for farming. That's more the construction industry that builds their machines on site and then disassembles and moves to the next place. So if we're looking at efficiency and things like that, then using smaller machines and more of them and be able to do that autonomously would really help. The other side of it too is if we're looking at time sensitive things, having systems out there that could be co-opt, you know, basically for hire to come in and get some things done across the landscape when a single operation isn't able or doesn't have the manpower to do that in a timely manner might help as well.
Talking with Dr. Brian Clark with the University of Wisconsin, he's watches the new ag technologies and some of the things that they do with the university. We've seen this in the vehicles now. We're seeing more and more electric vehicles. Electric tractors? I mean, is that a possibility?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's one being released this spring, sometime in June. They're releasing it to accommodate California's emissions laws, so we aren't able to achieve necessarily the low emissions with our diesel engines, so they're trying to accommodate that with electric. If we have those electric tractors, they'll be for sale across the country, though, and it might be something that people are interested in from the simple fact that we don't have to deal with diesel fuel anymore. We don't have to deal with DEF. We don't have to do anything. We just plug it in, leave it plugged in overnight, it's charged up, ready to go, and off we go to work. Some other things that are interesting about that tractor, it has some autonomous features built into it as well that I'm kind of looking forward to hopefully getting my hands on what I'm playing with this, you know, path planning guidance saying, here's the area I want you to work in. And for a simple mowing task or something like that, it's small enough that a ditch at the edge of the field or a fence might actually stop it, which is exciting. If we get autonomy in too big a machine, there's a lot. It takes a lot to stop that machine if it did go out of its boundary. The other thing, too, is this follow me mode. So being able to tell the tractor to come with me, say I jump on a four-wheeler or whatever, it follows me out, and then I'm able to load hay or whatever I wanted to on it, and it could drive back and forth to the bunk or the home farm or wherever I needed it to. So not only are we talking electric and being able to eliminate the need for fuel in that situation, we're also talking some autonomous features that you might be able to get with it as well.
Well, while it's eliminating liquid fuel, it still needs fuel. That in the form of electricity. So aren't there limitations with all of this? Because I have to think that if one or two tractors, a few vehicles using electric, okay, no big deal. Everybody doing it, now it's a big deal.
Yeah, and that's an infrastructure question, I think, right? So can our grid handle that kind of can our grid handle that kind of load on it if we're charging a lot of vehicles, et cetera. The thing you have to consider, too, is we're also able to use some of these renewable resources. So wind power, solar power, et cetera, can't fuel our fossil fuel tractors, but they could fuel our electrics. So being able to use some renewables, some not, but be able to do that. The other thing that I'm a little concerned about is battery capacity on the tractor. How long will it work for? We don't have numbers on that yet. The company should come out with that soon. But if it's something you need to be going all day and it just won't do it, that's a problem. And we'll have to switch back to fossil fuel. But maybe that's a case where we use half electric and half fossil fuel, and we try to do a little better about our burning fuels.
Talking with Dr. Brian Luck with the University of Wisconsin. Are there, you know, again, all of these things, they sound great, convenience and all of that, but are there other limitations? Security, how do I fix it? That sort of thing?
Yeah, and that is a big difference. The thing is we can still learn to work on these machines, and that's a right to repair, which I won't get into today. But it would be a different situation. You're likely not to get electrocuted on a diesel engine, where you might be with this situation. So there would be some precautions that needed to be taken and a lot of learning that needed to be done. But they're also getting to the point where they're dead simple, too, compared to a diesel engine. We don't have the the moving mechanical components that can go bad. So the electric motors and the battery and big cables between them, and that's how the tractor moves and drives. A lot of other circuitry for the bells and whistles, obviously, but they're not all that complicated when it comes right down to it.
What about the security aspect? Isn't that a concern? Because again, if these are using GPS or internet or whatever, well, you know what, I think I'm going to play a April Fool's prank on my neighbor, and I'm going to start his tractor up and start driving around mowing down his corn. Ha, ha, ha. Well, no, that's not ha, 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 because a bad person might have other motives.
Yeah, and that could be, but I really doubt that's going to be possible, honestly. I mean, there are situations where hackers have gotten into other machines and done some things, but that was for a completely, it wasn't necessarily nefarious. And I don't know, is this machine will be internet connected, or you may be able to do that along the lines. But I'm sure the companies will take due diligence in making sure that's well protected and firewalled to prevent that from happening. Now, that said, if you leave your keys in your tractor, your neighbor can come over and do the same thing. So it all comes down to, I just don't think they're going to have that opportunity with these machines necessarily. And if they do, it'll be corrected very quickly.
Finally, before we let you go, Dr. Clark, so farmers listening, and you know, they have a few things, but they want to kind of maybe get more into this, having some of these new technologies. Your suggestion was start small.
Yep, and I think that's exactly the way. I've even experienced myself and my parents on their farm, when the example I like to use is a personal computer. They would get incredibly frustrated with that, and now they're, you know, better off. It takes some time to learn how these technologies work. And if you think about it, you can use a field computer and a GPS receiver for multiple machines. So being able to grab that, move it across machines, utilize it in a lot of operations, and then pick one thing. So let's say we're going to do row unit control on our planter to move the seed plates. Just do that and get really good at that for a year, maybe 2 years, before you invest in the next thing, which is downforce, or the next thing, which is depth control, or whatever's coming next. And if you look across the farm, then, you know, if you have that field computer and you have the GPS receiver, it's a pretty short jump to get a yield monitor on the combine, right? Calibrate that yield monitor, learn how to use it properly, move on to the next thing. So I think starting small, getting help from neighbors, from co-ops, from the dealership you bought it from, make sure you understand the ins and outs and how to do it, and do have somebody on the line you can call if something's not working, because we want to maintain our data. We want to use this technology, and I know a lot of farmers that go anyway if it's not working, kind of thing, but it needs to be working.
Some good advice. Dr. Brian Luck with the University of Wisconsin. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
The first big winter storm to affect the WRDN listening area continues through Saturday in our ag weather forecast. With the steady snow, northwest winds will also develop near 35 miles an hour, creating areas of blowing snow. 5 to 8 inches of snow is expected before it ends on Saturday. A much colder air mass then follows the storm. We'll have highs near or below zero and lows in the teens below zero in this weekend into next week. We'll even see wind chills in the 20 to 30 below zero range. Winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. We'll have snow throughout the day today, 3 to 4 inches possible. Highs mid-20s, north winds at 5 to 15, increasing to 15 to 20 in the afternoon. Tonight, breezy snow and blowing snow, accumulation of 4 to 6 inches. Lows near 12 and west to northwest winds at 15 to 25. For Saturday, snow likely, accumulation of 1 to 2 inches possible. Highs near 14, northwest winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 35. Snow chance at 70%. Sunday, partly sunny, cold, a high of 1 above, and northwest winds at 15 to 20. Monday, mostly cloudy, a high near 1. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, highs once again near 1. And for Wednesday, mostly cloudy, warmer, with a high near 13.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
If your pine tree oozes, rusts, or grows a canker, you've got a problem. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Pine trees are normally very resilient, so learn to spot when there's trouble as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Well,
We've had several pine trees succumb to disease and had to cut them down after an arborist told us it would be for the best. Conifers respond differently to pests and disease than deciduous trees, so one method of diagnosis doesn't fit all. Chucky Anderson is a staff arborist for the Tree Care Industry Association. She says it's important to know what kind of tree you have before treating it.
If you're in Nevada and you're looking at a pinyon pine, or if you're in Florida and you're looking at a longleaf pine, what pine tree you're looking at will depend perhaps on exactly what disease will be invading it.
Some pines are more susceptible to